We got another one. This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network. Another notch in the belt. Anwar al-Awlaki, the American-turned-terrorist, is gone. One less difficult name to have to pronounce. He trained the underwear bomber and the Fort Hood shooter. And we're told the same strike that killed him also killed Samir Khan, who ran Al-Qaeda's English online magazine and apparently had a knack for recruiting Americans to be terrorists. And we got them with a drone. Didn't have to go to war or rebuild a country or even spread the blessings of democracy. We just blew them up. So there you go. Don't say the government isn't trying to save us some money. By my calculation, we just saved $1 trillion. And it's a big deal.
This is a significant blow. And coming on the heels, as it does, of the Navy SEALs killing of bin Laden is really a gut punch for Al-Qaeda.
CBS's Bob Orr. And it's such a big deal that Republican Congressman Peter King congratulated President Obama.
This is a tremendous victory for the American people and for President Obama. I give him tremendous credit on this.
But what you and I both know is this, that like Greek warriors from dragon's teeth, terrorists seem to spring from the ground. The supply is inexhaustible. And by the perverse rules of terrorism, when you kill a leader, it can actually inspire more followers. Being killed by the United States is the ultimate reference on a terrorist resume. It's the Terrorist Medal of Honor. Does that mean we should stop hunting them down? Obviously no. But wouldn't it be better if instead of these big announcements, they just disappeared? They just stopped answering the phone. The website wasn't being updated. And no one's really sure why. Now this. This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network.